Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, Peter is quoting Joel 2, in which there's going to be wonders in heaven, signs in the earth, blood, fire, vapor of smoke. The sun will turn to darkness, the moon will turn to blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. And I believe Peter is connecting Joel 2 to what he heard Jesus say in Matthew 24. Peter was there when, and may have even been the disciple that asked the question, what shall be the sign of your coming and what shall be the end of the age? And then Jesus goes through Matthew 24 giving that answer. Now, as I said yesterday, I'm not getting too detailed into it here. We save that for our video blogs so that you can get more and more detail. But I will say this, based upon the verbiage of Matthew 24, in which there was the heavens were shaken, and the, you know, that you've got the falling of celestial bodies and the arrival of Jesus on the clouds. These are apocalyptic phrases that were common to the Old Testament, and when the Jews spoke of heaven and earth, they were speaking of themselves on the earth. Whenever Abraham goes to the mountain and looks out, he's shown the heavens and the earth. You can't imagine that he was shown every star in the galaxy and that he saw every square inch of planet Earth. No, he was being taught that you are the heavens and the earth. You and your people are the heavens and the earth. And so the apocalyptic lingo of 19 and 20, the sun is dark, the moon's turned to blood, before the coming of the great and awful day of the Lord, the sun, the moon, the stars, these objects all were typified are typical of Israel. That's what they thought of themselves as. How do we know this? You can go all the way back to Genesis, where Joseph dreams that the moon and the 12 stars all bow down to him. And when he tells this dream to his father over breakfast the next day, his father says, "Why do you think your brothers and I shall bow down to you?" And so there was an obvious connection to the mind of someone. We can't call them Jewish because Judaism is a religion. They were not; they wouldn't have called themselves Jews, but they were sons of Abraham. And so they viewed themselves as the stars of the sky. They viewed themselves as heaven on earth. By the time the temple arrived to the Jewish people, it was heaven on earth. So the prophecy of Joel 2 is that when the Holy Spirit is poured out, this is the beginning, heading headlong toward the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord, and that the light of Judaism, the light of the sons of Abraham, as in a traditional sense, is going to begin to fade. And it's exactly what happened between the resurrection and the end of that first apostolic age, which we categorize as AD 70, because that's when the temple fell down, and there was no possible way for a Jew to think that they had a priesthood on the earth, because they didn't even have a temple on the earth. Now, the danger in doing what I said yesterday, and just taking a few verses that make sense to us and leaving the ones out that don't, leaves us with verse 21, in which I used to quote, "Whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." And I would say, listen, because the Holy Spirit's here, all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord and you will be saved. But that's not what Joel meant, and that's not what Peter meant. Although I believe very much that if you'll believe on Jesus, he will save you from the death that you're in. But this text in Acts 2:21 is talking to those standing there that when they begin to see all of those things, that's the day of the Lord. And if they'll call on his name, they will be saved. But it's going to be through the advent of the Holy Spirit. So those saved on that great and terrible day of the Lord were those who followed the leading of the Holy Spirit and did what Jesus told them to do and left Jerusalem and fled to the mountains of Judea, and they were saved. Those who had rejected the Holy Spirit had embraced Judaism, had embraced the old way, they were not saved. In fact, they were killed en masse by the invading Romans. And so there's your connection, and that will lead us into verse 22, where Peter changes the tone of the sermon, and we'll go with him tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.